The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman speaking to you from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate, Florida. We are at 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center. And we're a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7. The phone number here is 754-307-1655. And joining me this morning on this great hour of some fantastic information we're going to share with you is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
You sound much better today.
Okay, well, you have just come in much louder and clearer. So, yes, my voice is, let's say, two-thirds of the way back.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. I know that you'll be here today speaking to people who want to come and speak to you about different health challenges they may have from 3 to 6 today, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 to 5:30.
Okay, tomorrow I will be in Orlando getting the continuing education credits that I need to maintain my nutrition counseling license. So I will be attending seminars that will be given by Ellen Cammy, a frequent guest here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. She is known as the natural nurse, and she's also providing continuing education for the Southeast Natural Products Association. And in addition, there is a chiropractor, Dr. Stacy, and she is in West Palm Beach. She will be giving some of the education seminars as well. So Saturday and Sunday, I will be in Orlando. So if people want to come and see me, today's the day to do it. I'll be back at Save-A-Lot on Tuesday.
From 12 to 4. And I know you, when you come back, you'll have a great deal of information to share with our listeners the next time we go on the air, which is next Friday.
That's true. I always come back with lots and lots of great information. They have provided superior educators at this annual education seminar.
Well, I know the topic that you've selected for today is near and dear to my heart, because I went through an eye situation about 8-9 months ago, which I thought would be easy, but obviously it wasn't that easy, but it still turned out well. And the topic that you picked today has to do with eyes. And just to review some of the different areas we'll be covering today, we're speaking about the Med-Omega from Carlson. We're speaking about Terry Naturally Curamin. We're speaking about green tea, selenium, unique E, sustained alpha-lipoic acid, and then we have a whole host of different varieties of eye products that we have here at everyday low prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I was speaking about from Source Natural. They have Visualize and Zeatine. Terry Naturally has the Omega-7 Dry Eye Relief, Dr. Marcola's Eye Support, Nature's Life Eye Maintain, Eye So Healthy from Solaray, Advanced 24 Eyes, Lutein from Solaray, Jarrow's Vision Optimizer, Jarrow Macula, Life Extension Tear Support with Maki Bright, which is Maki Berry, Eye Pressure Support from Life Extension, Carlson has Able Eyes and Moisturize, and then we have Simulation Dry Eye Relief, Complete Eye Relief, Aging Eye Relief, Life Extension Eye Bright Eyes 3, and of course, Can-See Drops.
So and we have you a didn't wide... forget, Janet, Best Vision, did you?
No, not at all. That's sitting right here on your desk.
Fabulous.
As we're speaking. And I'm going to now turn it over to you so we can get started and give our listeners the kind of information they're used to getting from Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Well, I think it's such an important topic, and that by the year 2020, 45 million Americans will have been diagnosed with some kind of eye-related health challenge. And certainly many of those people diagnosed with a vision issue, they're going to be your senior category, let's say over 55, over 65. By the year 2030, there will be over 70 million Americans who are over the age of 65. So what does that mean? That means you're at greater risk of vision challenges. You're at greater risk of a variety of issues that impair the quality of your vision. And so if you are, let's say, in your 30s or 40s, 50s now, and you want to be very proactive at preventing any of the issues that tend to, unfortunately, hit those people over the age of 65, things like cataracts, things like floaters, maybe double vision, possibly the kind of issue where you cannot see very well when the light is dim. So all of those different things, you don't necessarily have to be a victim. You don't have to wait until something negative occurs before you begin to address the quality of your vision. So you can do so much to address possibly nutritional deficiencies that contribute to vision changes. You can address your family history. So maybe you know that your parents or grandparents, aunts and uncles have had a specific type of vision challenge that seems to be connected with your family issues. So if you want to minimize the possibility of developing cataracts, if you want to minimize the development of glaucoma, macular degeneration, any of those issues that tend to be associated with aging eyes, now's the time to start. And I mentioned nutrition deficiencies, and so many people might think, well, okay, my doctor's not going to believe that a nutritional deficiency could be contributing to my vision changes. He's just going to say, well, how old are you and what do you expect for your age? The truth of the matter is the American Academy of Ophthalmology is very much at the forefront of addressing the possibility that nutrient deficiencies can be a contributing factor to degeneration of vision. So what's a person to do? It's overwhelming. You listed, Al, that incredibly long list of supplements that's available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The truth of the matter is it can be extremely confusing to try to sort out finding the particular product that is absolutely right for you. And that's where I come in. As a nutrition counselor, taking a look at your blood work, listening to your symptoms, some of the questions that you might have, something unique to the deterioration that you've noticed in your vision, I can give you some guidance as to what those nutrient deficiencies might be. And I can give you some guidance with regard to exercises that you can do for your eyes. And people say, well, I go to the gym, but what am I going to be doing with eye exercises? So when people come in and see me, I can demonstrate the eye exercises that have been shown over time to dramatically support the musculature around your eyes. And you might say, okay, well, I didn't realize that muscles around my eyes are going to change my vision. Well, something like presbyopia. Maybe people listening have heard that word before. Presbyopia is aging eyes. And when your eyes are aging, the muscles, those very, very fine muscles around the eye are possibly stiffening up a little bit, shortening a little bit, just not functioning as flexibly as they have been when you were a younger person. And by doing certain eye exercises, you can dramatically enhance that muscle function around your eye. When those muscles around your eyes begin to shorten, what happens? It changes the quality of your vision. Your near vision tends to suffer. So eye exercises, nutrition, and some very, very basic things. So starting off, sunglasses. Down here in Florida, it's particularly important that you pay attention to making sure that you are wearing sunglasses, particularly that you have noted the level of UV protection that those sunglasses provide. Without the sunglasses, you are absolutely at risk for oxidative damage. That exposure, direct exposure to sunlight without sunglasses, has a potential damaging effect. Now, if it's an occasional thing, not a big deal, but day after day after day after day. And it's interesting, you may be riding in your car and maybe your car has tinted windows, but that's not enough. You really do need to have that UV protection. And just going from your house to your car to a store, and you don't have sunglasses on, again, that potential damage is cumulative. You want to make sure that you have a baseline eye exam, and you want to be also very specifically protecting your eyes during sports and hobbies, and particularly gardening. You can't imagine how many individuals I have spoken to who have been just doing normal gardening chores, and very interesting, they bend down and, a branch, a twig, something pokes them in the eye. They're clipping, and some clippings just fly off the tool that you're using into your eyes. So make sure that you're covering your eyes during sports, during gardening, any of that. And then, of course, stop smoking. Smoking has been directly related to macular degeneration. So minimize the possibility that you're exposed to cigarettes, cigar smoke, vaping, whatever. Make sure that you are protecting your eyes. If you wear contacts, make sure that they are rated for overnight use if you leave them in overnight. You want to make sure that you are cleaning them with the correct solution. And make sure that you are visiting the right type of medical practitioner to evaluate what's going on with your eyes. So when we come back from this break, what I'm going to do is tell you the difference between an ophthalmologist, optometrist, optician, and then we're going to get into some of the specific nutrients that can support your eye health. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Joining me today, Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. And as you heard at the beginning of the show, Janet is available today from 3 to 6. However, she's going through some training to embellish or enlighten more of her learning capacities with respect to what people can do to help their bodies function better. And I think that's one of the prime aspects of why Janet Cimarelli is so important when she's here at Save-A-Lot. She's able to help thousands upon thousands of people overcome these different health issues and health challenges that they may have been facing for years and years. And we're speaking about the eyes today, which is something we all treasure because it's something we all want to be able to use until the day we pass. And I have one question on that topic, John. And you mentioned sunglasses to be used during the course of a day, especially here in South Florida. Is there anything that you recommend for people that have trouble with nighttime vision?
There are very specific nutrients for nighttime vision, and bilberry is a supplement that's available that is helpful for nighttime vision. I do have to say that many times the nighttime vision does improve after cataract removal, so that could be an issue, but bilberry is a supplement people can take, and then any of the dark berries. It could be blueberry, it could be blackberry, even raspberry. Those colors in the berries are helpful with regard to enhancing the quality of night vision.
Well, let me make a point that the Janet's Best Vision supplement does contain bilberry, as well as some other great products like the lutein, zinc, quercetin, grapeseed, taurine, and NAC. But I'm going to let you get back. I know I took you off the subject. My apologies, but we can move on.
Okay. So I said that I would describe the different practitioners that people can choose to make sure that they're doing the right thing to protect and enhance the maintenance of their vision. Okay, so an ophthalmologist would be an MD or a DO, and that medical practitioner would be the source of care when you need treatment, whether that treatment is surgery, injections, whatever that might be. An ophthalmologist is the person, the medical person, who is going to be providing treatments. An optometrist is a doctor of optometry, and what an optometrist will do is provide eye exams and then diagnose what the issue might be with regard to lenses. So they will make a prescription for lenses, and then an optician is essentially the technician that creates those proper lenses. So you have three different areas where you really want to make sure that you're following the right courses of action to maintain the quality of your vision. Is start with the ophthalmologist, and certainly then you can go on either to the optometrist or the optician, but the medical practitioner is the one that's going to be able to provide the quality diagnosis that you need. Okay, Al, you asked about nighttime vision. There are so many different challenges to people, and there's an interesting quotation in one of the articles that I referenced putting this information together. Most doctors have almost nothing to say about preventing eye diseases, and lots of times will let serious conditions, like cataracts, progress until they're bad enough to require surgery. So isn't that interesting? I hear all the time from people and they're saying, well, the doctor told me in my eye exam that I have cataracts that are developing, but they're not ready for removal yet, and I'm needing to let them ripen, and he will tell me when they're appropriate in intensity to remove. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you're taking very good care of your body, if you're preventing oxidative damage, if you're maintaining the quality of circulation, if you're maintaining your blood pressure and your blood sugar level, then you don't necessarily have to wait until those cataracts are ready to be removed. What you can be doing is, in a superior way, support your nutrient status so that they don't progress any further. Then listen about this diagnosis of macular degeneration. Macular degeneration, that's the diagnosis. That's the so-called disease state. What is it? It's a continual degradation to the quality of your vision. And it is, as a degenerative issue, something that could possibly be halted or could certainly be slowed. The rate of degeneration can be slowed. So when you've been told that you have macular degeneration, do you just focus on what the doctor is telling you you need to be doing? Certainly you need to follow the physician's recommendations. But if you want to slow the progression of cataracts and slow the progression of macular degeneration, if you want to focus on glaucoma and minimize the potential for out of control pressure within the eye, you need to be paying attention to some basic dietary and nutrient supplementation. Okay, so Al mentioned at the start of the show such a comprehensive list of nutrients, but let's start with the individual substances. Curcumin. Everybody is very aware of curcumin, that specific antioxidant, anti-inflammatory component extracted from turmeric. It is not only anti-inflammatory, it helps protect your eyes from that exposure to ultraviolet radiation. So you're getting an anti-inflammatory benefit. You're getting protection from sun exposure. It helps to protect you from a variety of different damage situations that contribute to the progression of cataracts. It is supportive of your healthy eye tissue. It reduces your risk of age-related macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy. Then lutein and zeaxanthin. And again, you're going to find some of these ingredients in the vision formulas that are available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, or you can take these substances individually based on what your individual concern might be with regard to maintaining your vision. Lutein and zeaxanthin, again, they have the potential to here and now improve your vision, as well as reducing your risk of age-related macular degeneration and potentially slowing that degeneration so you don't reach the point of no return. Quercetin. Quercetin, so critically important. Once again, it is an antioxidant. It helps to minimize any potential damage that oxidative species have on the very delicate tissue of your eyes. You can find the quercetin in citrus fruits. You can find it in berries and even in green tea. So again, in addition to being protective of your very delicate eye tissue, the cells of your eyes, you reduce the risk of cataracts forming. It slows angiogenesis. Now, you've heard angiogenesis with regard to being related to cancer, but when you are forming extra normal blood vessels, tiny blood vessels in the eye, that has the potential to damage the retina. It is part of the picture related to macular degeneration and certainly part of diabetic retinopathy. So if you've been diagnosed with diabetes and your concern is you want to focus on maintaining your vision in spite of the changes in your blood sugar, quercetin is a supplement that you want to pay attention to. Green tea and berries are food, dietary intakes that you need to pay attention to. You're going to be supportive of quercetin status in your body. So we are going to take a short break right now, and when I come back, I'll tell you all about the combination of quercetin and Z, zinc, E, taurine, and then some information about eye exercises. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 20th of April. And we have a great assortment of products here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as Janet was pointing out, having to do with the help of the eyes. And you've pointed out many different areas that people should be concerned with, Janet. And I'm looking forward to hearing more, especially when it comes to doing some of these eye exercises that I know you advocate very strongly. And for the benefit of the people that would like to come and see Janet, she is available here today from 3 to 6. She won't be here tomorrow. She's going for some continuing education up in, was that Orlando?
Yes.
And I know Ellen Cammy is going to be there. She was a great guest that we've had on several times, as you pointed out, also known as a natural nurse. And you'll be back on Tuesday, normal hours of 12 to 4. So without any further ado, let's go back to the topic.
Okay, so preserving our vision. What is one of the biggest health fears that many Americans have? It's blindness. So if you or someone you love has been diagnosed with diabetes, your risk of blindness is higher than that of the general population, and it is a great fear. And so my message today is you don't necessarily have to live in fear. You have the information, the scientifically validated information that you can achieve support to your vision, you can maintain quality vision, and certainly you want to be working with a highly qualified ophthalmologist to be assessing how your vision is being supported. But the nutrition aspect of all of this is dramatic. And so one of the things associated with diabetes is circulatory problems. And when you think about the tissue that makes up your eyes, the cells that make up your eyes, the tissue in your kidneys, those are two areas of your bodies that are at risk with diabetes because of the consistency of the blood, the pH of the blood, and certainly the thickness. And unfortunately, if you are not attentive to drinking enough water, if you're not attentive to a superior diet, then that blood chemistry can play a detrimental role with regard to losing quality of vision. So what are some of the things that you can do to enhance circulation and minimize the potential damage for broken blood vessels in your eyes and, again, in your kidneys? Very delicate tissue that you do need to be supporting from a nutritional perspective. Pardon me. Ginkgo biloba. We've heard for years about how wonderful ginkgo biloba is for brain chemistry. Why is that? It enhances blood flow to the brain. Okay, so your eyes being located where they are, adjacent to your brain, you want to make sure that proper blood flow is supported to your eyes. Ginkgo biloba very gently, very correctly enhances that blood flow to your eyes. Then you want to make sure that the consistency of your blood is correct, that the blood is able to flow very easily through your blood vessels. Serrapeptase, natokinase, those are some things that you might want to think about using on a regular basis. Garlic, once again, a substance that's going to have anti-inflammatory properties and a substance that's going to be a substance that's going to thin the consistency of your blood so circulation is enhanced. Well, some of the absolute best approaches that you can use to maintain eye health. Here you have all of those other nutrients. I apologize. We might need to take a very quick break so I can have a drink and stop that coughing. We'll be right back after I stop coughing. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Janna Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, Noni, Koji Berry Magnesphine, Lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman. I'm going to give Janet another minute to rest up and get back her voice. I want to make everybody aware that we are open today, our part of our summer hours. We're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturday, our regular hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed Sundays. And as a point of information, if you haven't heard that we run Everyday Low Prices, also known as EDLP, there are several companies that we have extra specials over and above our 10%. One specific company that we're running at 25% just for another 8 days. That's till the, or actually 10 days until the end of April. And that's Irwin Naturals. They make a great line of products, some of which most people that listen to the show are familiar with. But their line is 25% off our everyday low prices. And then we have Solgar at 20% off. CB Sciences at 20% off. That's the CBD products. We have Enzymedica, Garden of Life, Life Extension, Mega Food, and Solaray, all at 15% off our everyday low price. All the other lines at Save-A-Lot are now 10% off the everyday low price. So without any further ado, Janet, I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay. And hopefully my voice will hold out for another few minutes. Okay. Talking about the very specific individual nutrients that you can work with to support the quality of your vision and minimize the potential for damage. And remember, that damage is accumulating. It isn't something that just happens overnight. The symptom might present in a very short period of time, but the truth of the matter is the damage has been occurring. So it's up to you to stop the damage now and minimize the potential for macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts, deterioration in the quality of your vision. And you can do that with things like vitamin C. I talked about quercetin. Quercetin and vitamin C go hand in glove at protecting from free radical damage as well as supporting the quality function of the cells that make up the eye tissue. You very much want, I talked about circulation, that what you want to achieve is delivering the nutrients to the eyes. And you're going to achieve that with high quality circulation support. Vitamin E. So you get a twofer, as I like to say, with the vitamin E. You enhance the quality of your circulation, the chemistry of your blood, and you get antioxidant protection. So what the vitamin E is able to do is essentially neutralize the damage that may be occurring because of exposure to free radicals. Where are you going to be exposed to free radicals? Your diet, prepared foods, those artificial ingredients and the preservatives that you're going to find in prepared foods have the potential to have a free radical aspect on the very delicate tissue of your eyes. Poor quality fats, sugar, exposure to the UV rays. So many different areas where we're going to be exposed to free radicals, and you neutralize them with things like the vitamin C, the vitamin E, and vitamin A. We have heard for years and years and years how critically important vitamin A is. And we're, to a certain extent, very much working on supporting our vitamin D levels. People talk about their vitamin D level being tested and supplementing with the correct amount and the right form of vitamin D. Well, you need to also know what your vitamin A level is, and you need to support it because it plays such an incredibly important role with maintaining eye health. Taurine and zinc, two more components that are very important for maintaining vision. And in most of the eye formulas, you're going to find some zinc and some taurine. Keeping in mind that you can test your zinc level when you do a blood test. Zinc, crucially important for maintenance of your immune system as well as supportive of vision issues. So if you think that, okay, the doctor says that I have the beginnings of cataracts and I just have to let things go until those cataracts are ready for surgery, keep in mind that is not the case. You can step up and provide your eyes the kinds of nutrients critically important to protect and maintain quality vision. Resveratrol. Lots and lots of people are taking resveratrol. Their main focus might be to support heart health and circulatory health. Well, resveratrol is going to support glutathione. That maintenance of glutathione levels works out to lower your risk of developing cataracts. So if you have the start of cataracts, what do you want to do? You want to maintain as much as possible your glutathione levels, and you can start to do that with resveratrol. It protects optic nerve damage. So it's very interesting. In an eye exam, you may see a picture that they are able to take of the optic nerve and the circulation to the optic nerve, and even evaluate the level of inflammation around that optic nerve. So when you prevent optic nerve damage that is associated with glaucoma, you can support that whole picture with resveratrol. So I talked about the circulation with ginkgo, serrapeptase, vitamin E, nattokinase, and garlic. Anti-inflammatory, supportive of your immune system, and enhancing circulation. So what could be better? So those are a little bit of a picture of some of the different formulas that you can, the ingredients rather, in different formulas that you can evaluate where your needs are and then choose an appropriate vision support formula. Don't forget omega-3. So many of the issues associated with damage to your vision come about with out-of-control inflammation. And omega-3 is going to be so beneficial at reducing inflammation everywhere in your body, enhancing the quality of your liver function, enhancing the quality of your brain function, and enhancing circulation. Remember, delivering those nutrients. So you want the antioxidants that you're taking. I talked about A, C, and E. What I didn't talk about is selenium. So A, C, E, and selenium, that profile of fabulous antioxidant nutrients. Do you want them to function more and more and more? Absolutely. How are you going to do that? Alpha-lipoic acid. What the alpha-lipoic acid has the potential to do is extend the active metabolism of those antioxidants, you're going to keep them working in a more stable fashion for a longer period of time. So if you're taking a beautiful formula of antioxidants, or you're taking singly some of those antioxidant nutrients that I mentioned, the way to enhance that activity, alpha-lipoic. And there is, from Jarrow Formulas, alpha-lipoic sustain. And you have the option with the alpha-lipoic sustain, if you have been diagnosed with diabetes, using that alpha-lipoic sustain as part of your blood sugar balancing situation. Balancing your blood sugar, you're going to minimize, absolutely minimize the potential free radical damage. So A, C, E, selenium, green tea, and alpha-lipoic acid. Fabulous, along with your essential fatty acids, the omega-3. What you want is a very nice balanced ratio of EPA omega-3 and DHA omega-3. There may be some question out there that possibly the use of beta-carotene, vitamin A, vitamin E might not necessarily do all that much. Probably about 20 years ago, there was a study evaluating the effectiveness of the antioxidant, very specific antioxidant nutrients, and preserving vision. And did these nutrients actually short-circuit free radical activity? And the research study came back and said, there was no benefit. Throw away your vitamin A. Throw out your vitamin E. It doesn't work. Well, that study, unfortunately, has hung around in people's minds for years and years and years. But you know what? It has been discredited. And unfortunately, not all that many individuals realize how it has been discredited. The study that was saying beta-carotene didn't work and vitamin E didn't work, they didn't mention that they used synthetic forms of vitamin E, that they used very low doses of those nutrient ingredients. And here's my biggie. They used them individually. So let's say they took 200 IUs of synthetic vitamin E and saw during the course of the study, the research study, did that vitamin E do anything? Well, their evaluation, no, it didn't. Why? My experience with the vitamin E is that it works. However, my thinking about why that study was so negative in its outcome, if you're taking a synthetic vitamin E, that vitamin E is not going to be absorbed in sufficient quantities to dramatically enhance your vitamin E status. The other part of the study is taking nutrients individually. Isolate the nutrient and take that, just that. We're talking about synergy here. When you eliminate the bulk of the negatives and provide to your cells the wide range of positives, that wide range of substances that come from food and also have been isolated and extracted and encapsulated. So when you're taking resveratrol, yes, indeed, you get a little bit of resveratrol in red wine, but you, with that concentration of resveratrol, you dramatically alter the chemistry of your blood. You raise glutathione levels, and two aspects that have a negative impact on your vision are minimized. You reduce your risk of cataracts and you reduce your risk of optic nerve damage from glaucoma. So addressing your nutrient status crucially important. So other than the supplements, what are you going to eat? Here's something that so many people have stopped eating and they should seriously consider reintroducing it into their diet. Egg yolks. Now, everybody's so concerned with egg yolks that the egg yolks are going to raise your cholesterol. No, indeed. But what do they contain? Lutein and zeaxanthin. And you have been throwing out the egg yolks, or you've been just eating egg whites, and you've been missing out on a very reasonable source of lutein and zeaxanthin. Lots and lots of people doing the dark greens, things like kale and spinach. And my suggestion as a nutrition counselor, I tell them, don't focus solely on spinach and kale, but think about other of the dark greens. It could be escarole. It can be a variety of different lettuces and use the dark outer leaves of those lettuce, the heads of lettuce. So dark greens, it could be chicory, it could be arugula, lots and lots of different types of dark greens, not just spinach and kale. Yellow peppers, so when you are using peppers as part of a salad, as an ingredient possibly in soup, think about yellow peppers. Those colors are superior at supporting the quality of your vision. Pumpkin, sweet potatoes, those are very, very helpful. And again, you think about the color. That's where the beneficial components in the food provide the protection for your vision. So raspberries and blueberries, we mentioned bilberry before, if one of the concerns that you have is loss of night vision. I talked about citrus fruits, oranges, lemons, limes, any possibly grapefruit. Those have some of the substances in, once again, as related to their color, that are supportive and helpful at maintaining quality vision. Janet's Best superfruits, acai, goji, noni, mangosteen, all of those superfruits have a variety of intense colors, and those intense colors translate to a benefit to your vision. And, okay, I talked about the possibility of exercise. Well, it's really interesting. Again, the American Academy of Ophthalmology has said that just walking, so taking a walk, reduces your risk of macular degeneration by up to 70%. Wow. If you could achieve that kind of a benefit simply by taking a walk, and that, again, scientifically validated information with regard to maintaining your vision, a simple walk. Protect yourself from the UV light, but remember that for your brain chemistry and for maintaining circadian rhythm, it's important to have some exposure to daylight without your sunglasses on. So in a shady spot, very important to have maybe 10 minutes a day exposure to daylight without your sunglasses. So the other part, you know, there's so many different aspects to this. And when you support your overall health, that translates to a very specific benefit to the quality of your vision. And so, winding up, are you ready for your exercises? What we're going to talk about now are some of the exercises you can do that enhance and maintain your vision. Now, if you're somebody who's sitting in front of a computer all day, gazing into a computer screen, some of these things are what I strongly recommend as breaks. Every 30 minutes, you really should get up and move around to a certain extent. Then what you want to do is focus on something near, then focus on something in the distance. So back and forth, 2 seconds on focusing something close, 2 seconds on focusing something in the distance. That back and forth focusing works the muscles that I talked about around your eye. Close your eyes and make a figure eight with your eyes. And you will find that at the outer reaches of that figure eight, you're straining those muscles. And those are the muscles that need to be worked so that you're maintaining good vision. Stand and look at the four corners. Look up to the corner on the left, down to the corner on the right, on the left, and then up and down to the corners on your right side. One of the ways to pay attention to supporting your vision, rub your palms together, generate a little heat, and then cover your palms, cover your eyes with your palms for just a few seconds. So Al, with 2 minutes left, I imagine that you have some announcements that you want to let people know about.
I would certainly like to do that. First, I want to thank you for sharing this great information. I hope that our listeners appreciated this great information about what they can do to maintain good eye health for all the years that they're on this earth. And I think it's most important that they come and see you if they have any questions or doubts or concerns. You're here today from 3 to 6, and you will be back on Tuesday, our regular hours of 12 to 4. The store is open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and if you'd like to take advantage of these great specials, we also do mail order. So all you have to do is call Save-A-Lot at 754-307-1655 and tell whoever answers the phone you'd like to place a mail order. The toll-free number, if you're out of state, is 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT, 1-833-SAVALOT. Janet, I look forward to seeing you today from 3 to 6, and I want to wish all of our listeners a great weekend. And we'll look forward to speaking to you again next Friday.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back Friday at 10.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.